For almost 30 years, the federal government rewarded companies for hiring workers who faced barriers to employment. The Work Opportunity Tax Credit costs the country around $2 billion annually. It expired in December, and some members of Congress want to bring it back. But the credit failed to increase hiring or pay for workers. That's according to data gathered by the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the University of Southern California. Wisconsin Watch reporter Natalie Yar sifted through the research. She joins us now to break it all down. Can you tell us how this Work Opportunity Tax Credit was originally meant to benefit both employers and employees?
Yes. So the Work Opportunity Tax Credit was created in 1996. It was a time when Congress was overhauling the country's welfare system, and it was designed to give a financial incentive to employers who would hire people who often struggle to get jobs. The initial group of people that was included was narrower, and then it's broadened over time to include a variety of different groups of people, including certain people who get food stamps, people with disabilities, people who've recently been released from incarceration. A tax credit would allow the employers to get a credit for a portion of wages they pay to that employee during their first year of employment.
So Natalie, your piece actually did a pretty good job of mentioning that this data isn't really available for every state, but it is available in Wisconsin. And that's where researchers at UW-Madison and the University of Southern California were able to examine that Work Opportunity Tax Credit data for two decades. They particularly looked at the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. What were the takeaways there?
What researchers found was, disappointingly, that it really does not seem to, as they said, move the needle on employment or earnings. It's just not changing who those employers are hiring. They found that it's being used the most by really big employers, big companies. So we're talking about like big retailers, temp agencies. They're sort of on the back end, finding out who of the people that they hired qualified and then filing for the tax credit for it. And so that basically led researchers to say, this doesn't seem to be a particularly good use of that. It appears that it costs the government about $2 billion a year.
One of the issues that your piece actually focused on was the issue of disclosure. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
When researchers basically tried to look at how companies were doing this and surveyed some of the companies, they found that the people who know about this tax credit and who potentially gather the information that would help them figure out, hey, is this person going to be eligible, this potential employee, would they make us eligible for this tax credit? The manager who's hiring for that job or the person who's hiring for that job may never see that. And they said that's not necessarily even a mistake. That may be because companies don't want to kind of illegally discriminate against anyone. And if they want to be sure that they're not discriminating, they may just not even have the hiring manager ask those questions.
Some lawmakers, however, want to bring this tax credit back. What is the argument for, you know, trying to preserve or bring back the program?
What experts have told me is it's really very likely that it would get approved again, because that's what's happened for 30 years. One kind of cynical researcher I talked to, she said, you know, it's going to get passed again because it helps businesses and Republicans like helping businesses. And it looks like it helps poor people, and Democrats like the idea of helping poor people.
I know that you spoke to the nonprofit Center for Employment Opportunities talking about improving hiring practices for people who qualify. Are those some of the reforms that you're talking about that possibly could be made to strengthen this program?
One of the really important things is just educating employers about the actual risk or lack of risk involved in some of that hiring, because sometimes employers are hesitant because they just view the risk bigger than it is.